Revival. This week we come to the Hero's Training's message, week 2. It's a short title, maybe we can read it together. If you have in your hand, we can go together. Amen. Week 2. The intrinsic significance of faith. Amen. So this passage is very rich. If you look at the outline, it's kind of lengthy, but there are very, very many, many details about the faith. Personally, I think this message is very, very revelational, and just is a great overview about faith and point out many good applications of the faith. So here are 8 Roman numerals. I won't go through them one by one, but I want to categorize, I personally categorize it in the 3 parts. First one, our brother James Lee, he gave a extraordinary explanation about what is faith. He by the Bible, he explained what the faith is and what is not faith, right? From the message, he showed that faith is not just a blind trust. It's not based on our religious concept, or it's based on a personal feeling. It's either a hope, right? Hope is for something that we're hoping to happen, but faith is not that. So what is faith? He mentioned, and according to the Bible, Hebrews 11 verses 1, there says, faith is the substantiation of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. From the beginning, when I read this, it's very quite hard to understand what is the substantiation means, right? Our brother gives some examples for us. For example, if we need to see a color, we have to have an organ to realizing that things in to us, right? For example, if you say there's a color, this table is white, how do you introduce this table to a blind person if he doesn't have eyes to see it? So we need a certain organ to substantiate something to us. Same thing like a sound or like a great view or something. Face, you can think it's another organ. It's actually already in us, but it's not functioning. Until we are regenerated. Just like the human spirit, we can have a human spirit to fellowship with the Lord and to have the consciation and also the fellowship and the function to the spirit with the Lord.
Amen.
Faith is another, it has another function in our spirit. Actually, there's a spirit of faith.
Yes.
It's a mingled spirit. That spirit is actually our spirit mingled with God's spirit.
Amen.
And then we have that spirit of faith in us to help us substantiate the facts from God. You know, so actually in the Bible, there's so many facts.
Yeah.
For example, in this work table this morning, we see the bread and wine there. That's a symbol.
Yeah.
But the divine fact is done by 2,000 years ago. God already once became a man. His name is Lord Jesus Christ. And then he went through, passed through this process. He goes to the death and resurrected. Now, today, he is sitting in the throne. Right? This is all divine facts. But how could these facts be so real to us? We have to apply our spirit of faith. And we have to have the revelation from his word. So I think if Sans can spend a little bit more time to go into this part during your study and your morning revival, we can have more fellowship.
Amen.
The second part, our brother mentioned a lot of content about this faith, and also he mentioned here like the Roman numeral 3. There's many Roman numeral 3 and 4. There's mentioned a lot of meanings what the faith is, right? Here is, he mentioned, the faith, without the faith, it's impossible to be pleasing to God, to make God happy.
Right.
And without faith. There are so many things that, you know, relate to God is not out of our natural thing. It's not of our old man. this thing is out of the new man. It's really out of God. We have to have this faith in order to get these things. So there says, actually, I will jump really quick. Here is that faith means that we believe that God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Here it gives an example. What is the real faith? So real faith is actually not we anymore. Here mentioned, real faith is believe God is. So actually here is a really good correlation between deny ourselves. The real faith is not we're trusting that we can do better or we're believing we can do better. It's actually totally deny ourselves, but trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Trust. So we mentioned like here, Moses, when God revealed his name to him, Jehovah, what's the meaning of Jehovah? Jehovah is I am who I am.
Amen.
There's no object there. So what's the object after that? It's everything. So God is everything. You can say He is love, He is the light, He is your daily supply, He is your joy.
Amen.
He can even also be your sorrow, right? He can also be anything, basically. So here, to experience that or to substantiate that, we have to apply our faith.
Amen.
So we know God is love. He is infinite love.
Right.
So how to substantiate that? We have to use our faith.
Right.
So into a daily matter, right, when we feel like, oh, we're exhausted to to love our companion or, you know, you use up all your personal love, then that's the best time you to practice your faith in the Lord. Right? To turn to the Lord. Lord, you said that. You are the source of love.
Right.
So I'm right now, I deny myself, I don't trust in myself, and I don't trust Satan's lie.
Amen.
You have done this. You right now living in us. You are the source of my love.
Amen.
So we can practice so many items in the Bible. There are so many great promises from the Lord. There's so many facts that we can substantiate into our daily life. Here I want to point out one thing I really touched, is that many times we failed is just because of our feeling. So Satan, he is the liar. He is the father of liar, right? From the very beginning in the Eden, he lied to the Adam, saying, did God really say that?
Mm-hmm.
So in the Bible, right, there's so many verses. It's God's word. And he has so many promise and facts there. But many times, Satan just put that single question mark in our mind, asking, did God really say that? That time is the time we have to apply our faith.
Right.
We have to trust in the Lord, trust in the word, trust in the facts, no matter our what feeling we are. So quickly, the next one, I categorize it in the third part is start from Roman numeral 4. There are so many great items, right? If you number it, there are so many great items showing you that facts, what that fact is. I will just point out some. First, I already mentioned that God is love, right? The point A. God's grace is sufficient. Wow, that's a great point. God's grace is sufficient. So sometimes we will doubt, oh, this situation is so hard, I'm so suffering so much. You are going to doubt, do we have sufficient grace? But the words say God's grace is sufficient.
Right.
Amen.
And then God will save us to the uttermost.
Amen.
Right? And we are to the, and the next one, we are in Christ, and Christ in us. And we and Christ are one.
Amen.
That's the divine facts. And I won't go to one by one, but here, I think Brother James mentioned we should go back to pre-read every items here until in our faith, in our spirit, we have the true trust in the Lord until those words substantiate into us.
Amen.
So that this word really be the fact to us.
Amen.
Lastly, I think I want to point out the last three Roman numerals. I think is very applicable, is very experiential, is that how to apply this in our daily life, right? Here it mentions that actually from the same book from Hebrew. There's a mentioning about the a heart, an evil heart of the unbelief. Mm-hmm. Actually, we probably think what is the worstest sin. It's actually not something that we're doing wrong or something we're criminal, like doing something bad for people. The worst thing is when we have an evil heart and when we don't trust in the Lord. There's a point here, point B. There's that we need to see that unbelief is the greatest thing. We are believers who walk by faith, not by sight.
Right.
A believer is one who does not trust in things that can be seen, but he takes certain unseen things, confess them, and realize them by faith. So there are so many times that we turn ourselves to the environment or to, to our personal experience. Those things are actually, will drive us away from the Lord, from the faith. Lastly, I want to mention the last point, which is very precious, is mentioned today. This is also the verses from Hebrew. We actually, as the Christian, we are today's Christian. Even the non-believer, they say that living today, you don't have yesterday or tomorrow.
Right.
As a Christian, we also do the same.
Right.
We don't have past, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
So today is the best time we have to apply our faith to substantiate all these facts.
Amen.
So I think here, Brother mentioned, there's some questions he pointed out. Are you a person of yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
All of us should be a person of today.
Yeah, right.
Every day is today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're today's Christian.
Amen.
And we amen to the Lord today.
Amen.
This time I really appreciate this this word amen to another level.
Mm.
Right. Previously we all get used to this, right?
Mm.
When people when our brother and sister share something, we naturally say amen. It means we have consent or we are great. But this time with this message, with the help of this message, my appreciation to amen is really uplifted.
Amen.
Every time when we amen to something, we know that that's a fact.
Amen. Right.
That's true.
Amen.
That's real. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
So every time when we praise the Lord, we say, Lord, you are the source of life.
Amen.
We amen to that.
Amen.
And at that right moment, we experience this life.
Amen.
So I think, this is a great message. And there are many experiential points that we can share. So I will just stop here and we give the time to the saints to share your portion, all your riches about experience of all this
Amen.
Divine promising and facts and
Amen.
All you have experienced in the past week.
Amen.
Please just share.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
While the brother was sharing, I thought of the Jesus feeds the 4,000 story. So in this story, there's a crowd, and then Jesus notices that they're really hungry, and he has compassion on them. And as a result, he gives them, he turn,